I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and a great big band, the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York, in concert at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., on New Year's Eve. Woo-hoo! John Faddis studied every note Dizzy Gillespie ever recorded, including Dizzy's big band music, and it's paid off. In 1992, with Lincoln Center making a big move into America's classical music, Carnegie Hall created its own jazz band, selecting as maestro John Faddis. New takes on big band classics were commissioned, top Big Apple players were employed, and we were there. For a decade, Jazz Set recorded and broadcast Carnegie Hall Jazz Band concerts. The band is back on Jazz Set now as the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York introduces itself section by section on the opening piece, Shiny Stockings, composed by the late Frank Foster, arranged by Slide Hampton. Jazz Set is at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. for a New Year's Eve concert by the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. My name is John Faddis, and we're the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York. Starting with the saxophone section. Frank Basile, Ralph LaLama, Dick Oates, Steve Wilson, and Xavier Perez. Our trombone section. Douglas Previance, Conrad Herwig, John Fedchok, and Steve Turay. Our trumpet section, Max Darshay, Terrell Stafford, Michael Philip Mossman, Tom Williams. And this fantastic rhythm section, once again, Mr. Ted Rosenthal at the piano. Mr. Todd Kuhlman on the bass. And Mr. Dana Hall on the drums. And we're going to feature Dana, along with Dick Oates on the soprano saxophone, an arrangement that was done for us by Jim McNeely. And this is an updated version of that tune that was made famous by Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa called Sing, Sing, Sing. So here is Jim McNeely's arrangement of Sing, 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 featuring Dana Hall and Dick Oates. Thank you.
Sing, composed by Louis Prima.
Dana Hall on the drums. And Mr. Dick Oates on the soprano saxophone.
Jim McNeely arranged Sing, Sing, Sing for the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band. Musical director, John Faddis. The John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York just played Sing, Sing, Sing on Jazz Set at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. We'll make it a web special so you can hear it again, if you'd like, at jazzset.npr.org. Oh, come on, you know you want to check it out. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. There was sadness in the air at the Kennedy Center the night of this concert. Artistic director for jazz, Dr. Billy Taylor, had died just a few days before. James Moody, who celebrated his 80th birthday here, had passed away earlier in the month. And a few months after this, in the summer of 2011, Frank Foster died at the age of 82. We have two Frank Foster arrangements ahead on Jazz Set. And I have five Frank Foster arrangements in my personal big band catalog.
As you know, we recently lost Dr. Billy Taylor. And a little bit before that, our good friend James Moody. And I was trying to figure out what we were going to play tonight. And I dug up this arrangement that Michael Abeni did for us, having Irving Berlin composition. It's called Supper Time. And now I just picture Moody and Dr. Taylor and Dizzy and Miles and Bird and Train and Louie and Duke and Ella and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa. They're all up there sitting around the dinner table talking. So this is Michael Abeni's arrangement of Irving Berlin's beautiful composition, Supper Time. Would you please welcome the magnificent Nina Freelon.
How about the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York? We lost an amazing teacher, educator, jazz philosopher, but I've lost a personal friend. Dr. Billy Taylor took me under my wing when I was green, green, green as a blade of grass, and loved me up on this stage. I can truly say that if it were not for Dr. Taylor's love and support, I would not be here. There is a saying in the African-American tradition, and it is that every goodbye ain't gone. And I'm glad about that as we remember. I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. We passed a shadowy lane, thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. The moon shining down on some little town with each beam, it was the same old dream. And every stop that we made thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, I really got blue. The crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. What did I do? I thought about you. Little town stop. We made thought about you.
Nina Freelon sings with Ted Rosenthal at the piano at a New Year's Eve concert live on NPR and now on Jazz Set.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. Additional support comes from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Performance schedule on the web at kennedy-center.org/jazz.
This is a Frank Foster arrangement. He has swung jingle bells. Swingle a jingle a bells. Bom ba ba do yay.
Thank you.
the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Over hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits shine. How about this band? Thank you.
Miss Nina Freedom. John Faddis, Jazz Orchestra of New York.
This orchestra continues the mission and legacy of the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band, which presented more than 40 concerts during 10 years, beginning in 1992. And premiered works by over 35 different arrangers and composers.
Swinging in the new year.
The Carnegie Hall Jazz Band was produced by George Ween and aired regularly on Jazz Set. The concerts explored the Great American Songbook, one composer at a time, and then shifted the focus from songwriters to jazz composers. For a John Coltrane concert, the late Frank Foster arranged Giant Steps. As always, leader John Faddis reaches for his trumpet to crown the coda with stings and double octave leaps. Whew! Delivered with a punch, as only John can do.
Thank you.
Dana Hall on the drums. Terrell Stafford on trumpet. John Fetchok on trombone. And Steve Wilson on the alto saxophone.
The John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York was originally broadcast live on Toast of the Nation, New Year's Eve from NPR Music. Your ticket stub entitles you to more live music and dance until midnight in the grand foyer of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Kevin Struthers is director of jazz here with his great team, including Gene Phil. Mark Schramm produced the live broadcast, technical director Brian Jarbo. The on-site mixer was Michael Schweppe with Greg Hartman of Big Mo Recording. Our surround sound mix is by Duke Marcos. Thanks to Laura Lynn Douglas and Jerry Van Campen of the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra of New York. And before we go, here's an excerpt from the encore, Things to Come, by Dizzy Gillespie. Ginger Bruner is my engineer at KUNV in Las Vegas. The producer is Becca Pulliam, executive producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark. Come to jazzset.npr.org for all the players' names and the complete Things to Come. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more live music.